Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I do ask you put the unction in my heart. God, break up the fallow ground in ones today. God, that you would water it, Lord Jesus. And Lord, plant deep. God, let it be something, Lord, to foster such growth and pleasure to you. Lord, you're so for us. Let every life here know how for them you are. God, that you have given them everything in your precious Son, Jesus. And it's he that delights in us, Lord God. He loves us so. He died for the sin of all men. Lord, hallelujah. He loved. He gave his life freely. He gave himself to die. No one took his life. He gave it. And Lord, we thank you today as he sits at your right hand. And Lord, we adore him. We adore him. We adore him. Thank you for allowing us to see him, Lord God, and soon as he is. And we will be like him. And oh, in all that splendor of glory. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you, God, that we can and should be excited about your Son and his work. And praise God, the beauty of what we are growing in for him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Go ahead and open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 15. That's 1 Corinthians 15. And as we begin today, I don't know how many might be familiar with a painting. A painting that's called The King Has Another Move. Somewhat famous, but let me explain what the picture is of. Basically, you've got a chess game going on. You've got a chessboard there. And on one of the players is a king, and the other player is the devil. So they're playing chess. And in that painting, it looks like, as you look at it, the devil is kind of all excited and just in his seething, icky way, like he's got that king. And it looks like it's a checkmate. But upon closer examination of that board, let me tell you something, the king has another move. And very sweetly, the king does have another move. And this game ain't over on that painting. Now, there have been a lot of famous sermons preached about that painting. Wonderful men of God that have stood for the truth, in the truth that they had received, and encouraged lives about this truth in our lives. The devil may think that he's got you, but let me tell you something. You're not trapped. It's not over. The king always has another move. Amen. Now that's exciting to hear about, but I'm going to tell you something. As the Lord brought this to my heart, he showed me more. He said to me, son, there was one move, done a long time ago. Matter of fact, about 2,000 years ago. Up on a cross, it was game over, set and match. It was finished. And it is finished. And thanks be to God, we read of this finish here in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And reading from verse 55, it says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Turn with me over to Hebrews chapter 10. Says it like this, as we read from the 11th verse. It says there, and every priest, that's Hebrews 10, 11. It says, and every priest stands daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. I wish some would know that today. But this man, after he offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that art sanctified. That's known as checkmate. Checkmate. Game is over. Now, we get so infatuated, sadly, looking at ourselves, focusing on our own lives, instead of understanding Jesus, Jesus Christ. For every child of God, Jesus Christ is the life that lives in us. Amen? Jesus Christ is the life that lives in us. And Jesus lived the life for us. And what I'm speaking of there is Jesus lived the life of it is finished for us. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. The king has another move, was his life and not mine. And hear me on this. See, the devil, we can say he tried, but he was allowed. Remember that. Devil can't do anything but what God allows or appoints him to do. All right? See, the Word of God tells us that God made everything. And God has appointed the wicked for the day of evil. And that's, I'm going to tell you, yes, for a time that's coming, but it's always been that way. So always understand this. God's in control. God's in complete control. It's just you have faith to believe him. And I'm talking about faith to believe him beyond your circumstance, beyond you, who you're so infatuated with, that somehow we're so unique and one of a kind that God just hadn't been able to figure this circumstance out. Shame on us. And I mean really shame on us. There's nothing new under the sun. He's got it and he's got you. But see, this king has another move. It was his life and not mine. The devil, from the very beginning, of that birth of Christ Jesus, he caused that Herod to go out there and try to destroy every man child under 2 years old. Oh, yes. But you know, it didn't work. And then you just kind of flash forward, and there was the old devil out there in the wilderness. And again, he didn't realize the Spirit took Jesus out there, and the Spirit, praise God, appointed a meeting there with Satan himself. And Satan thought, oh my, I've got him right now. And it is written, prevailed again. And that devil had to just slither off in defeat one more time. But then finally, let's just get through it. He couldn't keep him off the cross. Tried everything he could to keep him off that cross. But then the devil tried with all his might to keep him in that grave. But the king had another move. He arose. He went on high. He's seated at the right hand of God. And it is finished. It's finished. Oh, yes, it is. Now, here we are, and I pray today that we're thanking God, and I mean really thanking God, each and every one of us, for his protection in our lives, for his mercy and his grace. God's good, and he's really good, and he's a merciful God. But I want you to understand God's keeping and protecting in his mercy upon our lives. They're not moves that God does at the moment as in a chess game. Oh, no. These moves were ordered and appointed way before the world ever began. Oh, yes, they were. Oh, yes. He foresaw. See, he foreknew you. He foreknew you. God knows what he's doing. God knows what he's looking for. And let me tell you something. There's a merchant that gave all that he had to seek out that goodly pearl. And let me explain something to you. That lamb slain before the foundation of the world, he saw that pearl for his son. Oh, yes, he did. He said, son, it's not good for man to live alone. And you're going to have a wife. And I'll just say it like this. When you take my throne, praise God. So we thank him for all these things, but he foreknew and he drew the path that we would take. And he divinely orders every step of the way. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Let's read some things of how divine the hand of God is upon your life. Upon your life. In Ephesians chapter 2, 10, it says, "For we are his workmanship." Aren't you thankful? Aren't you just, every time you hear that, do you just thank God that you're not your own workmanship? That you're not out there the one that's trying to do and trying to whatever you think you need to do for your life, that I can just rest, praise God, in that wonderful rocking chair of grace and say, "Oh Lord, praise be to God, I'm your workmanship. I'm your workmanship." All right? "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works." Those are excellent things, which God hath what? "Before ordained that we should walk therein." Now, I love that "before ordained." You know what that means? It means we were made ready. It was made ready beforehand. Beforehand. It didn't just happen on the fly. This is prepared before. The word in the Greek is proetomazo. I kind of like that. It sounds Italian. I'm probably pronouncing it a little bit wrong, but sounds better than, well, never mind. It's found one other time in the Word of God. Turn on over to Romans chapter 9. We'll read about this wonderful proetomazo. In Romans 9, 23, one of our favorite. And this is the only other time that this is found. "And that he might make known." See, this is the Lord doing it again, because we're his workmanship, right? "That he might make known the riches of his glory." You read that, search that out, it means all the riches of his glory. Everything he's got. On what? "On the vessels of mercy," which he did what? "Which he had afore prepared unto glory." Glory! Oh, praise God. This is some wonderful encouragement for us today, brothers and sisters. We're so thankful that he's done it, that we've been made ready, praise God. This was beforehand. We were prepared before for this glory, hallelujah. And how long ago were we prepared for this? Well, let's get some time on this one. Go on over to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. Oh yes, you definitely need your Bible coming into this place. If you ever go into a place they call a worship place or a house of God and they don't encourage you to get a Bible, get out of there. And that's the truth. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. It says there, "Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works." I tell you, we are his workmanship. He prepared afore unto glory, called us not according to our works. Do you think he's trying to get something across to us? He's going to do it. He's going to do it. He's the only one that can do it. And he does it with this precious word. And you become completely confident in the word of God. You become reliant on the word of God. You become strengthened in the word of God. It becomes your joy and rejoicing. It becomes the very breath of your life. It becomes everything that you walk in. And he enlarges your steps, praise God, as you go through life. Because you know, if he be for me, who could be against me? Now, this is God we're talking about. And he said, "I'll have mercy upon whom I'll have mercy." Thank him today and rejoice in the mercy that he's put upon us. He said, "Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus," when? "Before the world began." Come on now. This is us. Hallelujah. Go on over to Ephesians chapter 1. And there's many other places, but just to touch on these glories. in Ephesians 1, verse 4. It says, according as he hath chosen us, and put you in there. He has chosen you, praise God, in him. It's always in him. There isn't anything else but him that God chooses. That's why when we're born again, born of God, the life of Christ comes to live in us. Praise the Lord, us in him, him in us. What a oneness divine. But this is so beautiful. According, before the world began, we just read, according as he hath chosen us in him, when? Before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Oh, and listen to this. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. So before he ever even spoke anything to existence, praise be to God, this is what he divinely saw for us. So now can you kind of get this? This is why we got stars and a planet and a sun and air and water and animals and all of these crops and dirt and oil in the ground. All these different things because he divinely saw this for us. Everything, 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 everything was about Christ in you and us in Christ. And praise be to God, before anything was spoken, anything was created, this was and always is and was beginning, end, the plan of God. This it. And I'll say it like this, you're it. You're it. Thanks be to God. We're the vessels he chose, the weakest of all his creation. I go up to the mountains and it's amazing. I see cattle up there. I go down to Arizona and Texas. I see cattle down there. And I'm just talking about a cow. Those cows, man, the temperature can get, I'm not kidding you, that sun hitting them, 130 degrees sometimes on them. I'll go find some shade, but they're okay. And then I'm driving home or something from up in the mountains, and I look over there in Steamboat, cows out there, 20 degrees below zero. Has to blink its eyes to get the snow out of them. You and I out there, we'd be dead over in the heat, we'd be dead over there in the cold. But God divinely saw this for us. And you know what he did? And he enabled the power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost to enlighten the eyes of your understanding as you sit here today. Because you wouldn't be in this meeting today. You wouldn't be here. If you're here, this is what he wants you to have. And that's the truth. But he's enlightened the eyes of your understanding by the Holy Ghost to trust and have confidence above everything else. And matter of fact, it's the only thing that you have confidence in. That God loves you. And that the Word, Jesus Christ, is in love with you. That's why you hear this gospel. This is why you come back in here. Because this is your message. That he's graced our hearts to receive the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The message, praise God, between the bride and the bridegroom, the bridegroom and the bride. And let me tell you something. Read the Song of Solomon. It goes back and forth. But she first had to hear how beautiful she was to him. There was never any response until she knew. And she knew by giving him and letting him kiss her with the kisses of his mouth. See, that's how it all starts. See, that's what Paul's gospel does. Take a little child, you kiss him on the forehead, you kiss him on the cheek and all that. When you're kissing on the mouth like that, let me tell you something. You ramped it up. Amen? Come on, just read the Word of God for what it is. You don't have to make anything else out of it. It's all right there. And all of those different stories is about that wife, about that queen, about that one that would rule and reign. All of them, over and over and over and over. And here we are today with that enlightened eyes of understanding because of the Holy Ghost. That praise be to God, he foresaw this for us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would gather here today by the grace of God and rejoice in this bridal message. Oh, amen. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. Even though we look at our lives at times and we can't see these things working out, sometimes I think of all the things that are going on in my life. There's no way physically, reality, it's ever going to work out. But yet I know that all things work together for good to them that love God. See, that's the gorgeous thing about the Word of God. The test, the trial, all these things come, but with them what also comes? The way of escape. The way of escape. They're a package deal. You understand that? They come together. Because God's faithful all through it. He can't get you to the place that he wants to take you without more faith. So what is he going to have to do? Take you to a place that you naturally don't have faith for. You're going to get to a trial that's beyond you, whether it was unexpected, whether you thought, well, I would never do that. Oh, yes, you would. And yes, you did. Praise God. Here comes the faith. Hallelujah. And what is the faith? The faith is always the way of escape. It's not getting out physically out of a trial. What the escape is believing. Believing that all things work together for good to them that love God. And we just love God, don't we? I just love him. I thank God. And you love him, and then you more passionately love him. And the more you hear this, the more incredibly insatiable you love him, because you realize how much, incredibly, beyond what you could ask or think, that he loves you. Now, I want you to think of this. Peter, Jesus knew. What did Jesus say to Peter? He said, Peter, the devil is going to sift you like wheat. All right? If you don't know that story, you really need to know that one. It's a good one, because you need to know that story for your life. Because that is the story of your life. And you need to really understand it. But he said, Peter, the devil is going to sift you like wheat. But he said, right immediately after, Peter, I have prayed for you. That was going to sift you like wheat, but Peter, I prayed for you. Right? Here comes the trial, here comes the test, but here's the way of escape. I prayed for you. Never changes. That's Jesus. Never changes, all right? So, I want you to think about this. Jesus didn't tell Peter, because Jesus knew it was coming, obviously. He told Peter, he's going to sift you, Peter. This is Jesus, the very God, a very God, very man, a very man. Jesus knew. But did Jesus tell Peter? He said, Peter, I need you to go do something to try to prevent this. He didn't, did he? He didn't say, Peter, this is coming and it's going to be such a failure in your life. You're going to deny me, son. And I need you to go figure out how that's not going to happen. Jesus didn't tell him that, did he? Oh, he didn't. Peter, I'm going to tell you something. I'm lifting the hedge, son. That's what I'm doing. The devil is going to get at you. You're going to fail miserably. You're going to deny me. And not just once, three times, son. Three times. But the power, Peter, is in my will for you. The power, Peter, is in my love for you. See, Peter, you have no power. But let's go back before the foundation of the world, son. I saw you in me. All right? And I'm going to tell you something. My prayer has already delivered you, son. Right there, he could have told Peter, Peter, you're going to be my apostle to the Jews, son. Peter, you're going to be on one of them 12 thrones, ruling right over those 12 tribes, honey. What's he telling you? What do you think? Do we get it, brothers and sisters? That it truly is the same for us, but it's a better thing? See, he gave you He gave you this crown gospel, not a palm gospel. He don't want you to stand before him with a palm. That's not for you hearing this. It's not. He wants you to be in that throne with him, ruling and reigning. Come on now. You know the word of God. Believe the word of God. Over and over throughout the word of God. Go over there to Romans 8. That verse 17. The children of God were heirs of God. Amen. Heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Now we ramp that up to joint heirs as a husband and wife with Jesus Christ. If we'll just suffer with him, that we also might be glorified together. I was reading this morning, so thankful to God. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Do you know what it says right after that? Who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But yet made himself of no reputation in that lowliness. But I want you to think, you see why you need the mind of Christ? Is it robbery for you to be glorified together with him? It's the greatest pleasure he'd ever have, wouldn't it? I have the mind of Christ. Praise God. Would it be robbery for me to that glorified together with him and ruling and reigning together with him? But see, if I don't have the mind of Christ, and I'm thinking in Jesse's mind, I'm thinking, oh, that's just too much. Even as a Christian. I'm thinking that's just too far. That's just too much to believe, because then I'm equating myself with God, and that's so foolish, and that's not the truth at all. The thing that he's given me that I can receive is he loves me so much. He wants me to partake of everything of his. Everything. In the fullness of it, to share it with him. What's his is mine. And praise God, what's mine is my praise is his. Now, he perfectly orders every test for our life, doesn't he? Everything you faced and everything that you will face. And he does it for one thing, to prove that Christ in you, the hope of glory, is greater than he that is in the world. And let me tell you something, if we're not remembering what we just read. He prayed for you. He prayed for you. And Lord, I believe you. And your will be done in me. Praise the Lord. Now, let's wrap this up. The king got another move? Nope. It ended in checkmate at the cross. It ended. Do you understand that? I'm his workmanship. He finished it. I'm just letting him put that finished work on me. Huh? Come on. Don't wonder about this. Believe the word of God. Are you not his workmanship? Has he not given the way of escape with everything? Did we not read and rejoice, praise God, before the foundation of the world, before the world began, afore unto glory? How many ways to Sunday does he have to tell you and tell me, I've done this, just walk. Just walk. Praise God. He doesn't tell you about a crown that you will have. He says, hold that fast which thou hast. You got the crown. See, I got it. Praise the Lord. I just abide. The wife hath made herself ready. I'm not trying to be something. I'm just resting in what he has given me that Christ in me is. Do you understand that? It's there. Just let it be. Just grow up into that faith. Praise the Lord. He doesn't think anything differently. Anything. He loves his children. He loves his sons and his daughters. All the same. All the same. His backing's all there for you. But what will you take? Man, this life is so brief. This word is so true and it's real. It's never moved. It's never changed. And here we are. I mean, it's just a moment of time. Moment of time. I remember when I was a kid. I remember when I got married. I remember when I had children. I got some children getting close to 30. It moves. It moves so fast. And I'll tell you what, if we ain't ready, we're running out of time. And there's no time like right now. Right now. Right now. No more contemplating about it. No more, well, I need to just figure it. You don't have time to figure this out. You've got to move now. Rebecca, we got to go now. I will go is not for a future time. I will go is now. Right now. Okay, now. Here we go. It's checkmate. It ended with him saying it's finished. Devil was done. He was defeated. And in Jesus' name, sin and death were swallowed up in victory. So here I am. Here you are, child of God. And I'm praying we're the mature sons of God walking in here today. I see lots of crowns, praise God. I didn't see anybody throwing them around here. We don't do that. And his wife never will. She's got it securely. And someday he'll just put it on her head. Now. So here I am. Whom he foreknew, he predestinated. And whom he predestinated, him he called. And him he called, he also justified. And whom he justified, them he glorified. Now that's speaking of, I'm just telling you, that's speaking of something that's been done. And then I love, we said this earlier, I've got a lively hope. You've got a lively hope. Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he tells you about that lively hope because we have an inheritance that's incorruptible, that's undefiled, that fadeth not away, and is reserved. Reserved. Think of those words. Inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, fades not away, reserved in heaven for you. One more thought. I was speaking, maybe it gets it this way to you. Speaking with a brother on Friday. We were kind of laughing. He said, you know, it's kind of like, you know, all of us got a favorite movie. You know the favorite movie that you got. I got three or four of them. And you watch them hundreds of times. And no matter how many times you watch it, what happens? The outcome didn't change. The outcome of that movie never changed. It's the same every single time. And here we are once again today. And we're watching our favorite movie, aren't we? Amen. Favorite movie, amen? And no matter how many times we watch it, it never changes. It's always the same. Every time. And I'll tell you how it ends. We win with a crown in the throne. Do you believe him? Well, I'll tell you what. Then that finished work. Let's just go on in and walk till Jesus come in the victory. In the victory. That he has given, assured, and be confident in it. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we again come to you in the name of Jesus, and we're so thankful. Lord, so thankful, so thankful, so thankful. Lord, we do. We rest in you. And Lord, increase our faith. Jesus, let us be ones that rejoice and rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And Lord, that joy that was set before you, you endured the cross. We know, praise the Lord, it was us. Us in you. Us in Christ before the world began. Lord, help us to believe in your performing. Help us to believe in your choice. Help us to believe, praise God, in the power of your might. That, Lord, that we call those things which be not as though they were. That, Lord, it doth not yet appear. But yet we know, when you shall appear, we shall be like you. We give you the praise until we see you face to face, Jesus. And then forevermore in the exceeding riches of your grace, in the kindness to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.